WMCB The Fuse is a student-run campus radio station at Madai College in Buffalo. It broadcasts over the internet.
I tell them that there's no foul language allowed, no explicit music, no explicit talking.
Stephanie Zawadzki is a Madai junior and serves as program director at the campus station. She manages and schedules all on-air shifts. We asked her and some radio station staffers to watch and listen to a video clip from the University of Minnesota Morris from the campus station KUMM. It's where students were hosting a show called Deplorable Radio.
Well, the only reason they're not violent is
the Minnesota Morris students had been discussing potential anti-fascist violence on their campus. That's when one of the co-hosts used the word tranny.
You see one tranny that's trying to punch someone, you know.
Minutes later, the hosts were pulled off the air by the student station general manager asking them to leave, and campus police were called. The word tranny is slang, considered an offensive and derogatory term to identify a transvestite, transsexual, or transgender person. Zadwowski reacted to the video.
I don't think that should be allowed. It's stereotyping people. It's the same as, you know, being racist or being sexist against someone.
You said a couple words that break FCC violation.
The university campus station manager said the Minnesota students violated FCC law by using a hate slur. But later, she retracted the statement. In researching FCC rules under its freedom of speech policy, the FCC states that it's barred by law from trying to prevent the broadcast of any point of view. It also states the Communications Act prohibits the FCC from censoring broadcast material in most cases and from making any regulation that would interfere with the freedom of speech. At the Madai station, students must follow on-air content rules.
I made everyone sign a contract when they first started saying, you know, you represent the station, no, none of that on social media because it's going to look bad on us.
This is an environment where people need to be professional in how they speak and what words they use, and you can't use profanities and such.
Julie Hines is a faculty advisor. She also works as a professional radio announcer on a Buffalo music station. Hines trusts the student leadership to run the station professionally.
I think she checks in enough with students. I pop my head in once in a while, and I certainly listen, and I hear only students growing and becoming more and more professional. I'm very impressed.
I think it all goes down to, like, respect. You don't use that kind of language.
Second-year student Michael Donovan, he co-hosts a sports show. Donovan says he respects the campus radio station policy.
A lot of people, they're not going to be very open to that kind of language. I mean, it comes down to the matter of respect again. You just got to respect the people that you're around and know the audience that you have, who you're actually talking to.
So Luke and Joe, and your show, what are you going to be talking about today?
We're going to be ranting for most of
us. Madai freshman Lucas really Buckley, no relation, is also to a co-host of a radio sports show. He says students training to be professional broadcasters need to have a filter.
You got
to
represent your brand, too. Like, if you want people to agree with your opinions, why are you being an idiot and saying hate speech? You're not going to change your group's image if you're just perpetuating what everyone already hates you for. It's just ill thought out.
Zadwowski and faculty advisor Hines point out today's social media climate gives too many students the temptation to say what's on their mind and not follow broadcast rules.
In this day and age, people my age, in our social lives, we don't take those kind of things seriously because it could be normal to us compared to the generation that was before us where it's a lot more strict.
I know that there's something about when you turn on the mic that you do kind of think a little bit more about how you're forming your thoughts. So when someone says something sort of like tranny and they say something that's dismissive, it is a little surprising because you think that they would take that beat to be thinking of their audience.
The college's communications program includes media law ethics with discussions on obscenity laws, libel, and slander, all to equip media students with what's allowed on the airwaves. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.